Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
Whether you like it or not, we all have emotions and they vary day to day and in our circumstances. And this summer has felt like just a roller coaster of everything in our life. And we're talking with Elizabeth Lang Thompson on SOS Radio. She's an author. We're talking about emotions, Elizabeth. Our emotions can be awesome and our emotions can lead us astray.
Absolutely. Sometimes within 30 seconds of each other, you go from awesome to astray very quickly these days.
You know, Elizabeth, I love that in your new book, you call it All the Feels. It's embracing the good, the bad, and the ugly. But really, it's about unpacking where our emotions are, because God created emotions for a reason, and he also created truth for a reason.
He really did. And I think that's something that as Christians, we can kind of wrestle with, like, did God create all these emotions on purpose? Like, is there a place for my feelings in my faith? Or am I just supposed to put all of that in airplane mode when I come to God? And I think the answer is he wants to know what we feel. He wants to help us through it.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of times in our culture, we try to mitigate risk, right? We don't want to have like the crazy lows. And so we try to make things more in the middle. Everything's about moderation. Everything's in the middle. And when we just focus on middle ground, sometimes we miss the high highs because we're giving up all the low lows.
Ooh, that's such a great point. I think that's true. We want to stay in that safe place. And I think we kind of unconsciously think that God wants us to stay in that safe place. And yet you see in scripture, you see David in the Psalms just reaching these incredible heights of joy and celebration. And to think that that's a thing that we can do with God, that we can go so high in our celebration and joy and gratitude. That's a beautiful thing. But you're right. It does come with that opposite side, that, you know, the deep depths of grief and sorrow that sometimes we wish we could avoid those too.
We're working through All the Feels on SWS Radio. We're talking with author Elizabeth Lang Thompson today. It's interesting, in your book, you talk about there's different types of feelers. There's the big feelers and the steady feelers and the reluctant feelers. And can you break down emotions? Because God's wired us up to feel emotion in a certain way.
I personally am a very big feeler. I feel like I live life in emotional high definition, Technicolor, all of that stuff we haven't gotten to experience in movies lately. The surround sound, that's how the big feeler lives their life. Their highs are very high. Their lows are very low. They're very intuitive and engaged. They are empathetic with other people. Then you've got the steady feelers who they have that deep emotional side of them. And yet they have this wonderful gift of being able to box those feelings up and unpack them at the proper time. The big feeler is going to struggle. Their box is going to stay open most of the time. Whereas the steady feeler, they can say, you know, now is not the time for that. We need to be making decisions, moving forward, helping people. So we're going to process those feelings later. So they have that unique gift. And we need those steady feelers. And then you've got the reluctant feelers who, you know, they would rather approach their feelings with handshakes, not hugs. And maybe not even that. They prefer logic and facts and reason. But they're such a great source of truth and justice. And their focus is on what is right. So if the reluctant feeler can also get in touch with their emotional side and let that side out a little bit more often, oh my goodness, there's so much that God can use them to do with their emotional gifts.
We're talking about the best ways to untangle all of our emotions. We're talking about it with Elizabeth Lang Thompson today at SWS Radio. And you wrote a book called All the Feels, Elizabeth. How do we go about determining what kind of feeler we actually are?
Well, I think you sort of know. If you're a big feeler, then people are may have said things to you like, you know, you're too sensitive. You need to get a hold of yourself. And you may have felt like your emotions are a weakness. And I'm here to say that they're not. They're actually a great gift from God and a strength when you can learn to wrangle and manage them and use them in ways God would have you to do. If you're a steady feeler, chances are you have those big feelings from time to time, But most of the time, you stay steady as she goes. You're a pretty dependable, easygoing person. If you're a reluctant feeler, then this whole conversation has been making you twitch, and you've really been considering reaching for the dial and, you know, going to a conversation that feels more applicable to you in your life, that's more about logic. So those are some good indicators.
Emotions are great when we're happy and we're excited, but when we're feeling frustrated or depressed or sad, they often can make us feel resentful. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking about how we actually have God-given emotions, and the high highs and the low lows all become a part of that experience. We're talking with Elizabeth Lang Thompson today at SWS Radio. She's an author. And Elizabeth, you just wrote a book really digging into all the feels. And how do we harness our emotions so we can utilize those for success when we're dealing with family and we're dealing with parenting and we're dealing with workplace drama?
You know, I think it helps to really spend some time digging into, well, what are my emotional strengths? And maybe for you, that's empathy. Maybe you are a deeper feeler, and so you tend to really walk in other people's shoes and put yourself right there. So that empathy, even though sometimes it can feel like a burden because maybe you borrow other people's burdens, it's a tremendous gift that you can offer to other people, whether that be your family members, your coworkers, your friends. Maybe your gift is on the other end of the spectrum. As a more reluctant feeler, maybe you have that gift of saying, you know, now is not the time for this feeling. Right now, decisions need to be made. Right now, facts need to be examined. Right now, we need to figure out not what do we feel, but what would God have us to do that is right. And so that's an emotional gift that you can offer to people who are lost in them feelings and can't see through it and can't make choices. You can really help and counsel other people using that emotional gift.
It's interesting when you feel like your emotions are broken or you don't notice where you actually feel things, but you notice other people see your personality is sort of abrasive. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. And we're talking with Elizabeth Lang Thompson today. And she wrote a book called All the Feels. It digs into owning what emotions are God-given. But sometimes there are things in our life, Elizabeth, that do become toxic. Maybe you feel like you don't have much empathy. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just something where we need to be more self-aware. Maybe you like the fact that you're direct a lot more than your coworkers do, and that doesn't really mean your emotions are broken. It just means there's some work you can do to understand other people better.
Absolutely. And I think that phrase you used, self-awareness, is key there. Just being aware of, okay, what are my gifts? What are the challenges that come along with those? Because typically, you know, let's say you are very empathetic, that could easily slide into borrowing burdens, getting overwhelmed by other people's problems, sort of walking in their shoes too much and struggling to differentiate between your pain and someone else's. That could be a difficulty. You mentioned maybe you are a more logical person, and that's a great gift, but it can slide into, well, maybe you need more empathy. Maybe you need to validate other people's feelings more often and say, hey, maybe I'm not feeling that way, but I understand that you are and that you need space for me to hear you out, and you need space to process that feeling in our relationship, at work, at home, whatever it is. Self-awareness is really key there.
We're talking about dealing with emotions when they feel like they're broken with Elizabeth Lang Thompson today at SWS Radio. It's interesting when you feel like, okay, something's not right with my emotional health, and I know I react a certain way, and I've tried and tried and tried to take my thoughts captive. I've tried to do things to change, and I've tried to be self-aware, but I just feel like my emotions are broken. Elizabeth, what would you suggest for someone who's been wallowing in that place and really not feeling like they're getting much movement?
Well, first of all, I have been there, and I think we all have times when we sort of get stuck in a rut and we're like, I can't pull out of this. I remember a dark time when my husband and I were going through a season of infertility, and I was so sad and I could not pull out of it. I just felt hopeless. And honestly, it took a lot of attention to my feelings. It took a lot of digging into the scripture and figuring out, okay, what can I take to God? What can I put on God? And even just working on my relationship with other people and saying, okay, I can't carry this burden by myself. Like, how can I share this among more people and not put it all on my poor husband's shoulders, who, as much as he loves me, I'm sort of overwhelming him.
Yeah.
How can I share and divvy this up among some empathetic friends and family? So I think there are things that we can do, but we do have to be proactive. When you find yourself in that unhealthy place where you sort of feel like you're drowning, it is time to wave that flag with God and with other people and say, okay, this is not going well. I need some help.
Emotional health is such a buzzword right now, but we're talking with Elizabeth Lang Thompson today at S-Wish Radio. And let's be honest, none of us really have it. The people that think they're emotionally healthy are usually the ones that have the biggest egos, right? And pride creeps in. How have you seen the relationship of emotional health and pride break through to see the way that God's actually designed you?
Well, yeah, I love that you said, you know, when we think we're okay, we may not actually be that okay. And our pride can blind us to the way we come across to other people, or even we may think, oh, I'm dealing with this stress of, you know, the pandemic and quarantine and all the things we've been through. I'm dealing with it fine. Well, meanwhile, you know, you're snapping at your family, you're tense at work and not on your A game, and like things are falling apart and you're telling yourself you're fine. I think, again, that's where that self-awareness comes in of, okay, maybe things aren't fine. Maybe me not processing my emotions in a healthy way is leaking out into other areas of my life, and I need to go to the source and work on these feelings, acknowledge them in prayer, get some help from spiritual people, use the scripture to help me work through them.
Well, we're talking with Elizabeth Lang Thompson today at S-Wish Radio, and she has a new book. It's called All the Feels, Discover Why Emotions Are Mostly Awesome and How to Untangle Them When They're Not. Thanks for sharing some of your wisdom and your experience with us today, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. I could talk about feelings all day long because I have a lot of them all day long, so this is a joy to talk to you.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.